This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Question of the day. What's the best revenge that you've ever gotten? 713-572-4610 is the number to text, because Kevin Durant had one of those moments, at least per his estimation,
last night. What?
Buddy, I listened to the man. Yeah. I'll take him at his word. Mm-hmm. A 100-97 victory over the Phoenix Suns, and it was a hard-fought one. That one was a scrappy basketball game. A lot of the things that we've talked about with the Rockets team, the little nuances that can be a little annoying, at least for me personally, mm-hmm. popped up, and we could talk about those at another point. But the biggest moment in the game, outside of all the weirdness that happened, you had shot clocks not working in the building and people running around with like chickens with their heads cut off.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, being the best player on the court, did the thing that you expect the best player on the court to do. You need a bucket at the end of the game to put yourself over a Suns team that has been battering and bruising you. Kevin Durant steps up and says, I may not have been shooting particularly well tonight, but in a big moment, I will step up, I will knock down a shot from deep with dudes in my face. It does not matter. It's going down.
Yeah.
And he did that. And then after the game, a friend of the show, in fact, Chancellor Johnson, asked him about not just getting that win, but against the Phoenix Suns, the team that he was traded from to join these Houston Rockets. This was his answer.
I have love within that organization, but as a competitor, does it mean any more to you to be able to hit that one against your former guys?
Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? A place that I didn't want to leave, and my first time being to sound, I don't want to sound too dramatic, but I will, to be kicked out of a place, you know what I'm saying? And felt like that, you know, I've been scapegoated, you know what I'm saying, for the issues we had as a team last year. Yeah, it felt good to beat them and hit a game-winning shot. But that's all it is. It's not just for the moment, you know. It's something tomorrow I won't even think about, you know. So it was a fun game. Like I said, of course, yeah, I felt you play with a little chip on your shoulder against your former team, especially when they trade you.
I'm kind of torn on this one, because that's how Kevin Durant became Kevin Durant. You know, whether there's real chips on your shoulder or not, you know, he's always been that guy that can kind of motivate himself one way or the other.
Athletes are delusional.
And he is absolutely just a basketball junkie, and anything that, you know, he can feed on and find some, you know, some motivation, good for him. So I get it. I actually support it. I understand it. That doesn't mean you can't kind of giggle at it at the same time. He said he used the word scapegoated.
I do wonder, though, because I'm trying to think back to what the perception was around the Suns.
It was a trade.
No, but like he's talking about the time period. Yeah, the idea that, hey, man, they traded us away. Like, it was clear that this was not working, and it was best for everybody. That one,
yes,
but as much as we hear the mutually agreed upon parting of ways, that one felt more like it than most anything that we get in sports. I do wonder, though, if there was a scapegoating of him in for why Phoenix didn't work out.
I feel like it kind of was for his standard, though. To me, I think it's very petty. But even in Golden State, he got up out of there, but they won some championships.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn, that was just a mess right there. Ain't nobody blame him for that.
Yeah.
But this, I think this was the first time where people was actually pointing at Kevin Durant as kind of the problem. Especially with the fans, the Phoenix fans.
I think it was an experiment, and this happens all the time. I think it was an experiment that didn't work, and they made a decision. But scapegoating.
But that was strong.
That was the first time I felt like I seen like home fans actually was like, get out of here type deal.
Maybe
so. Like, I got some Phoenix fans just across the hall. I'll need to go and ask. That
but you know what? Same time, you do you, Kevin Durant, because that's how you get to the
point. Here's my thing.
That's all he needed. Yeah, that's all he needed.
Whatever you need to get to get to that place, go ahead and do that, because I love seeing the results of it, which was that game. So whether it's perceived or not, John Lopez, what was your best revenge? Because it seems like KD was like, yeah, hold that.
I've got a couple that immediately came to mind, and those are the ones you got to go with. So I've told this story once or twice in the past over the years. My high school counselor. Now, keep in mind, when I was like in 10th grade, you know, nobody in my family had ever gone to college, like period. You know, the furthest they'd gone is high school. And I went to my mom and dad and I said, I kind of want to go to college. And they said, whatever we have to do, we'll get you through college. And I was like, all right, that's all I need to know. So by the end of my junior year in high school, you know, I went to my high school counselor, said, I want to go to these schools. I told him the schools that I was kind of interested in. And that dude looked at me and said, I'll never forget it. People like you probably shouldn't go to college. People like you.
Hey.
Keep in mind.
Yo.
This is 1978.
Yeah.
And he recommended I go to trade school, maybe go work at one of the civil service jobs and all this other stuff. And I walked out of there and I went, all right.
Did he say your kind should go to trade schools?
I remember the quote exactly. People like you probably shouldn't go to college. Tell me how my ass tastes.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Okay, thank you, Shaquille O'Neal, for stopping by the booth. Yeah, no, I think you've handled yourself pretty well here, John Lopez. How many countries, Olympics, things? Yeah, I think you handled yourself pretty well here. There are some things coming in on this text line. You guys never disappoint me. From the 713, after their ex ended up stealing money out of their bank account and then breaking up with them, they said they slept with their best friend. Ended up marrying her. Oh wow! So this was this is a whole revenge life that you put together.
Nah, this ain't just a sleeping with somebody.
I'm gonna take this to the maximum extent. I'm committing to your best friend, and you got to sit at the wedding and see what happened here. That's crazy.
Tell me how that tastes.
Well, not in too much explicit detail. From the 504, had a college roommate cuss me out, threatened to beat me up over something I didn't do or wouldn't do for his girlfriend. Had to move rooms. Ended up getting my own room. And I only have to share a bathroom with one person. All right, there you go. Right. Living better, a little moving on up to the east side. For me, it was I wanted to be an architect in college. I was deciding to change my path. Mm-hmm. And somebody was like, nah, you should go be an engineer. Don't go do that. Don't go do that media thing. That's not going to work out for you. I think suffice it to say it's worked out okay.
Yes,
just to make that quick.
Yeah, mine is kind of similar to Reggie a little bit. I've been working with this company since 2012. I started as an intern up in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the promotions team, and salute to the promotions team and all that stuff, street team. But I wanted to be on the programming side.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a PD up there that was looking for board operators and all that. And he asked the program coordinator, like, hey, do you know anybody that's interested in learning how to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, Figgy's, he always wanted to do this. He said, yeah, but I just need somebody with some experience.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but mind you, he was bringing in a lot of people from college mm-hmm. that never had experience working in that type of environment.
Well, did he say what kind of experience he was looking for?
He didn't. He didn't. So,
you're looking for some different type of
some light experience.
Yeah. So my revenge was moving down here, moving on up probably further than I ever would have been there mm-hmm. under him. And just going back there, I made an excuse to try to go back there. Like, yeah, I got to do some work for the station down in Houston.
Oh, so you were bringing a new girl around.
I was just walking around peacocking.
So, this right here? Oh no, this my new
job. You see this picture on the Odyssey app? That's me right there. Everything going good.
This is a great one because sometimes it's kind of in reverse of the one that you just read.
Uh-huh.
My extremely hot but equally crazy college girlfriend.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to go well.
Yeah.
Cheated on me with a prima donna teammate. They married each other. That's the best revenge ever.
Oh, okay.
He's got her crazy ass now.
All right. Yeah. I guess that is one way of viewing it. And then this one from the 281 made me chuckle. One day in Houston, lady cut me off in traffic, flipped me off. Long story short, she came in for an interview with me 2 days later. Guess who didn't get the job?
Oh, boy.
That feels like, I'm pretty sure there have been shows made out of that premise right there.
Yeah.
So that's got to be real refreshing, especially because in Houston, there is very, very little recourse that you can actually have with road rage incidents that don't end up with you in cuffs.
I like seeing a road rage incidents when somebody flick you off or something like that and immediately crash into a car.
Yes, I've seen a couple of those.
And, you know, I don't want nobody to get hurt, but I'm like, that's what you get. You driving all crazy.
Those guys zipping through and all of a sudden they hit the whatever.
And now I'm going past you like, that's what your ass
or someone
get.
That gets a ticket.
The ticket is better. But honestly, both of those I don't love if for no other reason than, and maybe this is because I just had to deal with this, my insurance premiums go up because of that.
We all
in the same boat. We know that insurance in Houston is crazy just because all these people be getting wrecked. So the one that gets me is the person that's driving all crazy and then y'all end up stopped at the same light.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, look at you.
Right behind him.
You did all that. We in the same place.
I'm right next to you, buddy.
How you feel that? Definitely not the same as knocking down a 3-point on your former team on their head top to make sure you get a victory. So salute to KD having the best revenge on a Monday in January in 2026. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off.
National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.